And now for some analysis of what the Iraqi election results mean for American politics and some other American political news, we turn to Will Salatin. He writes for our partners at Slate Magazine. Hi, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, the face of Iraqi politics recently has been Iyad Alawi, the interim prime minister. He was trained and backed by the U.S. His party came in a distant third. So what does that mean for President Bush?
Well, Mr. Alawi's disappointing results certainly should humble anybody in the administration who thought that they could predict, much less control, the outcome of a foreign election. But the big story today, I think, is that the results are not nearly as bad as the administration originally feared. Remember that the Sunni religious leaders called for a boycott of this election, and the administration was desperate to get Sunnis to go to the polls because the danger was that the Shiite religious parties would not only win the election, which seemed almost certain given their overwhelming numbers, but might even capture two-thirds of the seats in the assembly, and that would have given them not only the power to elect the new so-called presidency council, which would run the government, but also almost total control of the process of writing the constitution. And then we would have ended up with the nightmare scenario of a new Shiite Islamic state in Iraq right next door to the current one in Iran, which our own Secretary of State has identified as the leading state sponsor of terror, and of course a new emerging nuclear threat.
Well, some nightmare scenarios are coming out of this, that with a Shiite-Kurd alliance, that would mean closer ties to Iran, and sort of a regional power that the U.S. wanted to avoid. What does this mean for the United States?
Well, it's very important to remember that in the long term, the predominance of Iran sympathizers in this Iraqi assembly is far less important than the failure of the religious parties to win total control. You have to remember that the Iran question and the Islam question are separate. The chief purpose of this assembly, the one that just got elected, is not to make policy. The chief purpose of this assembly is to draft and approve the constitution and shape the structure of the new government. Now, when you're drafting a constitution and setting up a whole new system of government, the most important thing is to preserve pluralism in a system of checks and balances so that no group in that society can completely dominate and oppress another. If Shiite religious parties had captured two-thirds of the assembly, they could have used the process of writing the constitution to make Iraq a theocracy like Iran. Now they can't do that. Iraq will have to be a religiously pluralistic state. The fact that the Shiites and the Kurds together create this overwhelming majority of Iran sympathizers in the assembly is not fatal, because this assembly won't be around 3 years from now, or even 1 year from now, to make Iraq's policy in regard to Iran. This assembly will approve the constitution and oversee the new election in December. And the assembly that results from that election will be the one that makes Iraq's policy towards Iran. Between now and December, there's plenty of time for all those Iraqi Sunnis who boycotted this election to nurse their regrets and decide they're going to come out to the polls next time. And the Iraqi Sunnis are far more suspicious of Iran than the Iraqi Shiites are, and they will almost certainly moderate the attitude of the new government toward Iran.
All right, turning to American politics now, some congressional leaders not pleased that the new Medicare drug benefit is going to cost a lot more than originally billed. Here's Senate Budget Committee Chair Judd Gregg speaking on ABC's This Week yesterday.
There has to be spending restraint in that program. It was estimated to be a $400 billion program over 10 years. That's what it should be.
Okay, that's a Republican saying that. So is President Bush in trouble over Medicare?
Definitely. You know, this was advertised as a $400 billion program, as Judd Gregg said. Now the estimate is almost double that. It's at $724. You know, Lord knows where it's going. The president says that he's going to veto any attempt to roll back that Medicare prescription drug program. I don't think he's going to really get away with that. I mean, what he's saying is he wants to pass his Social Security reform first, and then he's going to go back and revisit these Medicare finances and only then consider any cost controls. Here's why I don't think that's going to fly. Everything that this administration has done, all the big things, have cost way more than advertised. The tax cut, you know, the Iraq war is now $300 billion. Remember when that was supposed to be covered by the oil revenue? The Medicare prescription drug program. Together, those things add up to about $1 trillion in unadvertised costs. And so now when the president says, oh, come on, pass my Social Security reform, then we'll come back and visit cost. Why should anyone in Congress believe that? If I'm a Democrat in Congress or a Republican in Congress, I want to sit down and talk now about cutting back these costs, and I'm not going to be giving the administration a blank check given its track record.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Human Nature column for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Madeline.